From California earlier this year came a hint of the future of the American home, or at least one component of the American home, the washing machine. California mandated the adoption of new, higher standards of water efficiency for clothes washers sold in the state, standards to take effect in 2007, pending federal approval. Water is an ever-present issue for California. The state has until tomorrow to avert an Interior Department decision that significantly limits California's access to the Colorado River. The prime advocate for the clothes washer rules was Bill Jacoby. He's water resource manager for the San Diego Water Authority.
Clothes washers are the second biggest user of water in the household. So there's an opportunity to save water by designing clothes washers that work more efficiently.
What are the stakes here? Let's just say for California, how much water might be conserved if clothes washers were more efficient?
We're saying in California we can save 1 billion gallons a year. That's enough water for 6,000 households here in California.
We've preset it to a heavy-duty load, cold water, high spin, hold the button.
Dave Cunningham works at Met Laboratories in Baltimore. He's one of the engineers testing 3 washing machine models that meet the proposed California standards. His colleague Troy Franklin says they're testing everything about these machines.
Water pressure, water temperature, the duration of the wash, all your measurements, your voltage, your current. Everything must be there. We have a chiller to make sure that the water temperature entering into the washing machines are precise. This is definitely not a test you can just do in your home.
2 of the 3 machines being tested in Baltimore are front-loading machines, which seems to be the way of the future in a more water-conscious society. Front loaders slosh a relatively small amount of water back and forth over the clothes.
You can use upwards of 40% less water.
With a
front-loading machine, no question. And even this top loader, this energy-efficient top loader, falls relatively in that range as far as less water. Remember, it reuses this water with a waterfall or showering effect.
So far, the star of the Baltimore washing machine tests is a compact European import, the Equator.
The Equator now is the most efficient washer on the market. If you take a look at it, this is the largest size they make.
It's very small.
But it holds only, operates up to 14 pounds of clothing. This is not your family washer. This is the washer for the elder person or the bachelor, or this is a small unit.
Like other high-efficiency machines now on the market, the Equator is expensive. The manufacturer's suggested retail price is $1,149. And these machines use special high-efficiency detergent, which isn't exactly a supermarket staple. A recent Consumer Reports study found that water-efficient machines do get clothes clean, but one of the loads of laundry done in our presence at Met Labs didn't actually get clean in a water-efficient machine. And if you have to wash clothes twice, the 40% savings for that load is quickly erased. That problem is reminiscent of the national transition we made in the number one consumer of water in the household, the toilet. Toilets sold in America can use no more than 1.6 GPF, or gallons, per flush. A federal law mandated that 10 years ago. Old toilets used 3.5 gallons per flush. Americans were used to the old level of water power and sometimes tried to skirt the law, acquiring old models from old houses or junkyards or from Canada. But San Diego Water Resources Manager Bill Jacoby says the transition to the 1.6 GPF toilet has generally been successful.
I think some of the early toilets had some problems, but I think now people have found that there's a much wider variety of toilets available. People have to pick the right toilet for their household. If it's a toilet that's going to see a lot of use, you need to pick a toilet that can handle a lot of use. If you've got a toilet that's not going to be used much, perhaps a less expensive toilet works better for you.
Because just as with clothes washers, a 1.6 GPF toilet that you have to flush a second time is almost as inefficient as an old water-guzzling toilet that you only flushed once.
There are enough good 1.6-gallon toilets out there, you don't need to flush twice.
That's Bob Hill, and he should know. Mr. Hill is Director of Lab Services at the National Association of Home Builders Research Center in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, where he and his staff tested nearly 100 toilets, two each of 50 models, by flushing and counting small sponges.
Our test protocol uses two types of sponges, what we call floaters and sinkers. I'll just demonstrate with the floaters. We saturate the sponges and then dump them in the toilet here. I believe there's 60 sponges in here.
They're very small sponges.
Very small. But it's still quite a bit of volume of material. And then we would flush the toilet. And in this particular case, there were three sponges remaining.
Mr. Hill's colleague, Stuart Denniston, acknowledged the secret to doing research like this.
We had an intern here for 17 weeks that actually counted the sponges, flushed, and entered it into the computer, and went on until it was met.
The home builder's conclusions? Despite consumer complaints, the modern American water-efficient toilet typically works. Also, price and performance seem to have no correlation when it comes to toilets. And perhaps most discouraging for water conservation purposes, 1.6 GPF is a manufacturer's standard that often does not survive do-it-yourself repairs at home. Again, Bob Hill.
You know, over time, the flapper's going to wear, the toilet's going to start to leak, and the homeowner is going to go out to a store and buy a replacement flapper. And we found in a number of cases that with the replacement flapper, the flush volume was noticeably higher than the 1.6.
Another problem with new high-tech appliances is that their high prices may never be equaled by comparable savings in water bills over, say, 10 years. In San Diego, as well as some other water-strapped parts of California, the Water District gives rebates to encourage buying these appliances. Water Resources Manager Bill Jacoby says it's worth it. With the population still growing, conservation is a key tactic for keeping water supply and demand in balance.
There's also water recycling, where we take sewage water, clean it up, and use it for irrigation, use it even for making computer chips. Also in San Diego, we're looking at a seawater desal plant. That'll be the biggest plant in the Western Hemisphere, and we hope to have that online by 2007. So it's really a combination of different things that are going to meet our water needs out over the next 30 years.
Bill Jacoby, whose campaign for water conservation led California to set new standards, effective as early as 2007, for water consumption by washing machines. Jacoby will need every tool at his disposal. In California, out there at the front of the pack in conservation efforts, only one washer in 10 bought in the year 2000 was water efficient.